Good morning. So the thing about what to talk about this week, a lot was on my mind. There's so much going on with, you know, football starting up. I know all the people are excited about that. The Cardinals are finally, like, making a push for the playoffs, so we have something going on there. There's holidays coming up. We're frantic with that. And school has started, and it's been a whirlwind. So there's a lot of things going on. But why do we look forward to these things? Why do we look forward to holidays? Why do we look forward to maybe football or baseball or playoffs or whatever it may be? Why do we look forward to them? And it's because it's important to us. But why? We all have different reasons. You know, some of us as parents, the first day of school is a blessing. For Mary Jo and Jesse, it may not be, right? Maybe they look forward to the last day of school. There's different things that we look forward to each and every day, each and every year, each and every month, that brings us joy, brings us happiness. You know, every year, Mary Jo and I celebrate our anniversary on July 26th. It's an important date to us, but not necessarily to you guys. But why do we observe that time? Why do we celebrate that time? Well, it's the day we got married, right? It's our anniversary. It's important to us because it's a significant reminder of what we did, why we did it, and why we're here today. So, I wanted to kind of talk about why we come here every single week. You know, the annual things, the semi-annual things, the monthly things, we make these big celebrations. But when we do stuff weekly or daily, we kind of gloss over it. It becomes part of the routine. It's just there. And that isn't what this is about. This is a celebration. There's many different things that we do, and this is the reason why right here. So the first time, the first reason why we come around this table is to commemorate, to give thanks, right? You know, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I don't know about you guys, but that's the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And it's easy to come in here and to not realize the blessing that we have. Because it's here. It's present right here, right now, where we come together, and we don't have to worry about anything else. So, he intentionally chose to establish the Lord's Supper during the celebration of the Passover. You know, and the Passover was instituted by God to be a memorial of his deliverance, right? Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper as a memorial for his deliverance from sin, and he would give those who trust in him. So, Matthew 26:28. The bread and the cup remind us of the one-time sacrifice Jesus made on that cross. We partake to remember what he did on our behalf. That is the greatest blessing. No matter what we do, no matter what we get, no matter what we have or are going to have that we've ever received, no one can ever top that gift. That is by far the most giving, the most gracious, the best gift that could possibly get. So we do it for commemoration. That's the first reason why we come around this table each and every week. Next is to anticipate. I know in fantasy football we have a league in church, and we anticipate. We see the matchups. We talk, you know, we talk to each other. We like to let each other know that we're the best, right? We anticipate it. Hey, I'm projected to beat Kevin by 3 points or 5 points or 7 points or whatever it may be. I let him know about it, right? Because I'm the best coach. With that being said, with the words, I will not drink from this fruit and vine from now on until the day I drink anew with my Father's kingdom. Matthew 26:29. Jesus anticipated the reunion of his disciples in his Father's kingdom. Likewise, he instructed them to partake in the Lord's Supper in anticipation. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Therefore, we observe the Lord's Supper in anticipation of Jesus' return and the end of time to his kingdom. We are looking forward to the time when we celebrate with him at his great banquet table. We are in anticipation. We know what's going to happen. We know we have the greatest gift coming at us, just a matter of when. We're anticipating it. It's the most exciting thing to look forward to. It's not the Thanksgiving dinner. It's not the, you know, Christmas presents. It's not the family reunions. It's everlasting life. The last thing, the third thing, to participate. What does that mean? Right? There's many different ways you can participate in things. more than a time of passive and individual reflection. To observe of the Lord's Supper is to participate in a congregational act by which we corporately affirm our faith, celebrate the completed work of Christ, focus on our unity, and visibly proclaim to the world that Jesus is the only way, not just a way, the only way of salvation. So we're doing it in front of multiple people. We are doing it together, unified, to make sure everyone knows that we believe Jesus Christ is the only way. It's not just what we do in our house. It's not just what we do by ourselves in our car. It's not just what we do by ourselves in some other place. It's together. It is a visible... So in Paul's discussion of the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, he made the point to say that the way we participate matters. In Corinth, the celebration that was supposed to unify the church actually brought it apart. So Paul repeated the phrase, come together, 5 times in the passage. His intent was for the church to focus on their unity in Christ by participating together in the Lord's Supper to give visible expression of unity. It's together. We come together for a reason. We come here for a reason. And we all want that same gift. We all have that opportunity for that same gift. Do you want it? Do you not? And we all go through different bouts with ourselves. We understand that, guys. And that's why we're here. That's why we have the people around us. So when we go through those dark times, we're able to get out of them. We're able to focus back on track. So the Lord's Supper is an act of proclamation giving public testimony to the message of the gospel. By observing it, we announce to those outside the church that Christ is the only way of salvation. So when we observe the Lord's Supper, we observe to commemorate the past events, to anticipate the future events, and to participate in the celebration of the life in between. So today, as we do this by ourselves, but as we are together, realize that you have a family here. We got the greatest blessing in the world when Jesus Christ came down for us. He gave us the best example to live our life. So as we take the bread, or as we take the bread and drink the cup, really go to him and thank him for that wonderful blessing that was given to us that day.